Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Rochester Councilman, the City of Rochester Councilman Adam McFadden. And Mr. McFadden is here to talk about the elimination of the red light cameras in the City of Rochester. So, Councilman, what made this city decide to abolish the program?
There were a number of things. In terms of impact financially, it disproportionately impacted our, neighborhoods that were impoverished in terms of the location of the cameras and the, people who actually got the tickets. That was one reason. The other was, it was a mixed bag in terms of whether or not it was making us a safer community. When we first instituted the cameras, we were told that it was about safety and making, our community safer in terms of, cutting down on accidents. And in some cases, when we looked at the studies, some lights actually got, worse in terms of accidents. So it was a mixed bag in terms of whether or not we were becoming safer. And so ultimately that's what led to us eliminating them.
Now, was the red light cameras throughout the city on every light or just a handful of lights?
Just a handful. So when we first rolled the program out, we identified the 50 worst intersections in terms of traffic accidents due to people running red lights. And we could not put them in those areas because in many of the intersections, the city didn't actually own, county did, and we couldn't come to some agreement on that. And so we could only go to the poles that we owned. So we didn't end up going to the 50 worst areas. We went to intersections that we actually own the light poles.
Now, when this was instituted, it was done by a previous administration. So when Mayor Warren first came in, did she come in with the idea that she was going to continue this and see if it worked, or was she kind of squeamish about this at the very beginning?
I think initially she was going to continue it to see if it was working, and then we got some studies back that said differently, and we began booting cars for not paying tickets. And it was that you had people who were losing their vehicles and couldn't get to work, and a number of complaints were being filed. So she had to look at the program as a whole to see if it was worth, putting that burden on our taxpayers, and came to the conclusion that it wasn't.
Now, was the red light cameras, were they put in by a vendor out? Your city?
Yes. Redflex was the company. I believe they went into contract maybe with Xerox to produce the cameras, and they went up on light poles. So it wasn't us. There was a vendor who was responsible for the cameras and the pictures and giving the data, and they received a sizable amount of revenue for that.
Did you guys break even on your revenue? Did you lose revenue? Did you make money on it?
Oh, we definitely made money on it. We weren't losing any money on it. We were making money on it.
Okay. Now, one of the things that Mayor Sheehan in Albany has done was to project income from the red light cameras in Albany and put that in the budget. Did Mayor Warren do the same thing, make a projection and put it in the budget?
My recollection of that is yes.
Okay. So would you say that the fees for this were regressive?
Were what?
Regressive.
Why, when you say regressive, what do you mean?
The fees, when somebody have gotten a ticket for, you know, running a red light, would you say, you know, disproportionately poor people, and would you say that was a regressive tax on the people?
Yes, absolutely.
Was that the main reason you guys eliminated it?
For some folks on the council, yes. For others, I can't really speak to that. But I will say that you know, definitely was the complaint from citizens that lived in, you know, challenged neighborhoods that this was happening. And the facts of the matter of our findings were, yes, it did happen a lot. And so $50 to someone, you know, in poverty is not the same as $50 to someone not in poverty.
So overall, do you think this added to the safety of the citizens in your city?
No, I don't think it made us a safer place at all. I think it made us what we always were. This was, for me, you know, after, because initially I voted for the pilot and then I voted against the rollout. For me, I was sold that this was going to make us safer and a better community. And then after, you know, we got the results from that, I said, no, this isn't making us safer. This is a money grab. So for me, it was a money grab, and that's why I was against it.
Now, did it have to be voted on by the city council to eliminate the program?
Yes.
And was it unanimous?
No.
It wasn't unanimous. Okay.
No.
So you said that it was a revenue-generating program. The revenue that you will lose from this, how do you plan on making up for it? And what areas are you planning on making up for it?
Well, once we see the budget for next year, you know, we'll see what the mayor is projecting for us. That's the job of the mayor, is to put together the budget and tell us where she would like to make up the loss of revenue from. So
once
I see that, then I'll know. But I'll say we'll go back to doing what we were doing before we had the camera system. So
okay.
That's how I look at it.
So were you in office when this was first put into place? And when it was first put into place, what was the reaction of the people in your city?
It was mixed. And it was mixed because it was sold as a public safety feature.
Okay, but it was not sold as a revenue-making feature.
No, it was said to be cost neutral. We didn't expect to make a lot of money out of it. What we thought was that it would change behaviors and eventually not be needed. And actually, it didn't change behaviors. It ended up, driving about $1 million a year into our budget. So for us, you know, it never made us any safer, just made us some money.
Do you think it caused accidents?
I can't say that it caused any accidents. I don't know, but I can't say that it stopped any either. And one of the things, one of my colleagues, you know, cited some evidence that he believed that this, you know, accidents were being reduced. But if you've taken a statistics course, that there's so many variables, you'd have to have the same cars at the same time of day every day to actually get good information about accident reduction, given the same weather conditions or, you know, visibility. And just to take raw numbers and say, well, last year we had 50 and this year we had 40, that doesn't mean it was because of the cameras.
Now, when you decided, or the city decided to eliminate the red light cameras, were you in contact with other cities who have red light cameras and talk to them about?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I didn't need to talk to them. When the amount of calls I got from constituents, and what I know to be happening in terms of conversation with my colleagues who were in support of the program, I didn't need to call, because for me, again, it was sold as a public safety feature, which really was a money grab, and for me, that was a deal breaker.
Okay, so basically, you eliminated it because it was regressive and it was hurting poor people.
Partially that, one, but two, it wasn't making us any safer. And that's what we were sold, that it was going to make our city safer. Did not.
Okay. So are there a lot of other cities in New York State that have red light cameras, or just a few?
Just a few.
Okay. So,
and, you know, the other part of that was, you know, when you look at our county or our regions, these cameras were only up in our inner city. They weren't up in the suburbs, weren't up in the rural area. So, you know, it's almost a little unfair, too, you know, because of where they're placed. So, I had a lot of problems with the program.
Now, when it was only placed in the city, and it was not placed in, like you said, the outskirts of the city, was there a large cry from the city residents saying,
yes,
why
they're here and not there? Yes.
Right. And, of course, this was before Mayor Warren was in office. So when that particular issue was brought up, what was the response?
The response from some folks was the fact that the county didn't want the program and that's why it didn't exist there. And then the other part of that was, to be honest with you, you know, there are some folks who didn't care one way or another about the fact that it was in inner city. And some people who were happy to have it there and not have it in the suburbs.
Okay. So, you know, because we, like I said, we have the red light cameras in the city of Albany, and it's really not a revenue-generating program. And when I read that Rochester had eliminated it, I wanted to talk to somebody from Rochester about why you guys, you know, decided to do away with it. So I guess in the final minutes, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I would say this. For us, it was generating revenue, but at what cost? You know, it was already, you know, for a community that has, you know, one of the highest child poverty rates in the country, why would we add an added burden to our, you know, constituents so that we can make $1 million in our budget? It's not worth it.
That's interesting, and I think that's pretty noble of you guys to do that. So you have been listening to Rochester Councilman Adam McFadden, and he has talked about the elimination of the red light cameras in the city of Rochester. You've been listening to Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. And if you have a comment or criticism about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. Councilman, thank you so much for taking the time to explain why your city is eliminating the program. You have a
no
wonderful
problem.
Day.
Thanks for having me.
And Happy New Year. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye.
Take care.